Vicki Edwards is an assistant professor in Western Michigan University School of Public Affairs and Administration. She's also involved in the new Solidarity Fund for Western employees and students. What exactly is this fund and who is it intended to help?
So this is a fund that actually the idea originated with an informal discussion among some faculty Sunday night. We were really concerned about the welfare of our student workers, our administrative staff who had been basically cut back hours or not able to work because they were not considered essential or conditional essential, something like that. So there are a lot of students and, you know, folks who were not making a lot of money to begin with that suddenly find themselves unable to pay rent. You know, they're having additional costs. You know, maybe, you know, they were working in a restaurant as a second job. That's very typical among students. And so we realized that, you know, we've got to do something. And so we came together and established this fund so that we can provide direct support to our students as quickly as possible and to our employees. It's not just students. I want to make that clear. It's also a number of our full-time staff that are either cut down significantly to part-time or less or don't currently have hours available to work.
And how exactly does the fund work?
Basically, you go online to donate. So if you visit our website, it's solidarityfundwmu.org. You'll see two buttons. One says donate now. One says apply for assistance. And if you need aid, you would go and answer a few questions. We do ask for your most recent pay stub from Western, or if you are a contractor or, you know, working at an organization that existed on campus as part of the Western operations, you know, a copy of that, just so that we can make sure, you know, are you a student worker, are you staff, or, you know, how are you classified, just so we understand where we're sending the money. And then, you know, we say, what do you need help with? How much, you know, about how much does it cost? And how soon do you need it? And then it'll be sent to a panel of staff and students, faculty, alumni, and we'll get together and, you know, make decisions about who we can and can't fund, honestly, based off of how much money we have available. So one thing we're trying to do is, you know, we talk about staying at home and flatten the curve. But in terms of donations and attention to this, we really hope to extend and raise the peak.
It's the early days, of course. The fund has just really gotten off the ground. But how is it going so far in terms of raising money and receiving requests for help?
There's just been an outpouring of support so far, and to only have launched yesterday evening. As of 8:45 this morning, we've raised $4,655. We've received about 7 requests for aid, totaling $3,175. So our average request is about $450. And most of that so far has been related to housing. People who say, I'm short on April rent, or I've got April covered, but May rent, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the state Supreme Court's moratorium on evictions only runs until April 17th. So there's a lot of certain uncertainty that these students are facing. And it's really touching to see them reach out, and even more so to see that members of our community really are wanting to support our students and our staff.
You're hoping to get contributions from more than just people who are on campus or affiliated with Western.
Absolutely. You know, this is, you know, something that we hope that we'll see contributions from across Kalamazoo and even, you know, across Southwest Michigan. I can't imagine what the city of Kalamazoo would look like without Western Michigan University. It's just such an integral part to our culture and our economy here that it really is important that all of us come together to support the people who need the help right now. I would say that, you know, this is a common term that we use when we talk about disaster relief, is that this is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm so glad to see that there's been such an instant outpouring of support, but this is something that I hope you keep in mind. And, you know, we have the option to make recurring monthly donations on our website. We encourage you to do that come payday, because this is something that's not going to be resolved in the next few weeks or months. And we want to make sure that we've got a strong and vibrant campus community ready to come back in the fall.